Good morning. It's Thursday, April 9th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Donald Trump says American forces will remain in the region until Iran fully complies with what he calls a real agreement. Posting online, Trump claimed Tehran had already agreed to key terms, including reopening the Strait of Hormuz, though Iranian officials dispute that. Meanwhile, Antonio Guterres warned that ongoing violence in Lebanon poses a grave risk to the ceasefire. Israeli strikes there have continued, with Hezbollah responding with rockets. NATO chief Mark Rutte described talks with Trump as frank. The ceasefire may be holding in parts, but its durability is increasingly in question. Another news. A Los Angeles woman, known as the Ketamine Queen, has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for her role in the overdose death of Matthew Perry. Jazveen Sangha pleaded guilty to distributing ketamine that led to Perry's death in 2023. Prosecutors said she ran a large-scale drug operation targeting wealthy clients. In court, Perry's family called the damage irreversible, urging the maximum sentence. Sangha admitted guilt and expressed remorse, though the judge noted a lack of accountability earlier in the case. Authorities say multiple individuals, including doctors, were involved in supplying the drug. The case highlights ongoing concerns over prescription drug abuse and accountability in celebrity circles. Around the world, at least 182 people have been killed in one of the largest waves of Israeli airstrikes in the current conflict, according to Lebanese officials. Strikes targeted Beirut, southern, and the Bekaa Valley, with Israel claiming it hit Hezbollah command centers. Survivors described scenes of devastation, with rescue teams still searching through rubble hours later. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has maintained that operations in Lebanon are separate from the Iran ceasefire. Hezbollah has warned of retaliation, while Lebanon's government continues pushing for inclusion in regional peace efforts. With over a million displaced, the humanitarian toll is mounting, and prospects for a broader ceasefire remain uncertain. Another news, oil prices edged higher as investors weighed the stability of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire. Brent crude rose to around $96 a barrel after an earlier sharp drop following the deal announcement. Analysts say the market is reacting to mixed signals, ongoing strikes in Lebanon, and warnings from Iran about controlling access to the Strait of Hormuz. Shipping through the vital route remains far below normal levels, with a backlog of vessels still waiting. Experts note it could take weeks to stabilize flows, and much longer to repair damaged infrastructure. For now, energy markets remain volatile, reflecting how fragile the geopolitical situation truly is. Another news. Authorities in Turkey have detained nearly 200 suspects in nationwide operations targeting the Islamic State group. The arrests came just a day after a gun battle outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul left one attacker dead and two others wounded. Justice Minister Akin Gurluk said operations were carried out across 34 provinces and would continue meticulously. Officials have not yet confirmed a direct link between the suspects and the consulate attack. 12 individuals, including the wounded gunman, are now in pre-trial detention. The crackdown signals Ankara's heightened focus on internal security amid rising regional tensions. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.